हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। द्वितीयः अध्यायः द्वितीयोऽध्यायः प्रथमावल्ली। सो जस्ट एज इन द फर्स्ट चैप्टर द सेकंड चैप्टर आल्सो वी हैव थ्री सेक्शंस ऑन एस थ्री वल्लीज एंड हियर कम्स द फर्स्ट सेक्शन एंड इट बिगिन्स द ब्यूटिफुल इंट्रोडक्शन बाय शंकराचार्य. Where Shankaracharya in his commentary shows how there's a connection between the previous chapter and the following second chapter. In the first chapter, it was made very clear, one thing was made very clear. It is the knowledge of the self. It is only knowledge of the self is moksha. Knowledge is freedom. Self-knowledge is the attainment of freedom. Self-knowledge is discovery of moksha. Discovery of the self is discovery of the truth, and discovery of the truth is discovery of freedom. This fact has already been established. It means, other than self-knowledge, nothing else in the world can liberate a person from bondage. Why? Because freedom is something which is already there. Happiness is something which is already there as one's own nature, as one's own self. And in spite of one's own self being freedom, one's own nature being freedom, as though there is bondage, there's no real bondage, as though there is bondage, as though there are limitations, as though there is unhappiness, is purely because of ignorance. What prevents a person from claiming or taking ownership of freedom? What prevents a person from claiming the happiness? What prevents a person from taking ownership of happiness or freedom? As one's own nature is the ignorance. Therefore, the actual distance between moksha and one's own self is just ignorance. There's no physical distance between happiness and one's own self. There's no physical distance between freedom and one's own self. Just as there's no distance between sun and brilliance. There's no distance between fire and the heat. What is the distance between fire and the heat? There's no distance. But because heat is very surup of the fire. Similarly, fullness, happiness, this reality, one's own self, there's no distance. You are consciousness, your surup means fullness. You are the abstract formless reality, your nature is fullness, freedom. There's no distance. But still, I know because of the suffering, there seems to be a distance. And we're working very hard to accomplish it. As if it is non-reachably far. Moksha is non-reachably far. And this seeming distance, this distance is caused by ignorance. Okay. Therefore, ignorance is the obstacle. Therefore, resolving the ignorance is possible only with the help of, only with the knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is the only means of discovering fullness, happiness, freedom, obtaining as one's own self. This has been already established in the previous chapter. Okay. The seed mantra first, then we'll explain. I'll explain this. First mantra, very well known mantra. Everywhere, people quite often used to recite this, quote this mantra everywhere. Paranchikhani, paranchikhani, vyatrunat swayambhu. Paranchikhani, vyatrunat swayambhu. Tasmat parang pasyati nantaratman. Tasmat parang pasyati nantaratman. Kaschid virah pratyagat. Pratyagatmanam aikshate. Kaschid virah pratyagatmanam aikshate. Kaschid virah pratyagatmanam aikshate. Avrutta chakshur amrutatva michan. Avrutta chakshur amrutatva michan. Paranchikhani yatrunat swayambhu. My focus only on mantra today and all about Shankaracharya's commentary, everything we'll see in the following class. Paranchikhani yatrunat swayambhu. Paranchikhani vyatrunat swayambhu. Repeat two, three times. You must listen once, second time, and you must recite along with me. Paranchikhani vyatrunat swayambhu. Tasmat parang pasyati nantaratman. Tasmat parang pasyati nantaratman. Kaschid dhirah pratyagatmanam aikshate. Kaschid dhirah pratyagatmanam aikshate. Kaschid dhirah pratyagatmanam aikshate. Avrutta chakshur amrutatva michan. Avrutta chakshur amrutatva michan. Kaschid dhirah pratyagatmanam aikshate. Kaschid dhirah pratyagatmanam aikshate. Avrutta chakshur amrutatva michan. Avrutta chakshur amrutatva michan. Avrutta chakshur amrutatva michan. Okay. So here. Paranchi khani vyatrunat swayambhuhu tasmat parang pasyati nantaratman kaschid dhirah pratyagatmanam aikshat. Kaschid dhirah pratyagatmanam aikshat. Avrutta chakshuhu amrutatvam icchan. Okay. Here, Swayambhuhu is one of the names of Bhagavan. Swayambhuhu. Okay. Nowadays, suppose sometimes, no, suddenly they'll see some stone. In Vedic culture, we look at everything as Ishvara. The stone also is Ishvara for us. Of course, Ishvara is not a stone. Ishvara is not wood, but stone is also Ishvara. Something we see, and then it would have come on its own. Who goes and puts the stone somewhere? A stone is already there. It's there on its own. Nobody really purposely goes and puts a stone in a place. Okay. You suddenly you see a place, stone. It's already there by itself. You see, if you get a statue, if you get it properly carved statue, stone statue, and we do prana pratishtha, then we become Bhagavan only for us. Then we do, you install in a temple, look for a place and build a temple on an auspicious day, do a lot of sanctify the place, then install the murti, then that is installed. Isn't it? Whereas you suppose you go somewhere, you see a piece of rock, so many things. Who puts it there? It's not inside anybody. It's already there on its own. Swayam bhavati iti swayam bhuhu. That which exists by itself, on its own, without being dependent on somebody, without being installed by somebody, without being brought to existence by somebody, that which is on its own by itself independently is what? Swayam bhavati. It is swayam bhuhu. Understand? Swayambhu lingam, swayambhu murti. We say swayambhu, then we were not worshipping. This swayambhu. We say this is swayambhu. We go from temples, it had installed murti. It must have been there already. It's called swayambhu murti. And here Bhagavan is also called swayambhuhu. Why? Bhagavan is the one who lends existence to the entirety of the universe. Whereas one who is independent of the world for its existence, Bhagavan is the one who brings the world into manifestation. Bhagavan is the one who sustains the universe. Bhagavan is the one in whom the whole world resolves. Therefore, Bhagavan is in the whom of the very world, and Bhagavan exists independently on his own by himself. Therefore, Swayambhuhu, Bhagavan Ishvara is said to be Swayambhuhu, the Lord, one who is of self-existence, one who is of the nature of being evident to everything, existence to everything. Swayambhuhu, Bhagavan, he says, the verb here is what? Vyatrinat. Vyatrinat. Vyatrinat means destroyed. Bhagavan destroyed. Okay. Destroyed what? Khani. Khani. See, you say calm. Kham means sense organ. Khani means sense organs. Paranchi. Paranchi means which are extrovert. So Bhagavan destroyed. Paranchikani Vyatrunath means Bhagavan destroyed these sense organs. How? By making them remain extrovert always. The sense organs always take the attention of the mind towards the sense objects by reporting the sense objects. So Bhagavan destroyed sense organs. How? By making them always go towards the sense objects. By making the sense organs go towards the sense objects externally, Bhagavan destroyed them. Destroy them means what? Not, we should not take the word destroying, the word destruction literally, which means Bhagavan, everything exists because of Bhagavan. So the creator of everything is Bhagavan. Sustainer of everything is Bhagavan. The one in whom everything dissolves also Bhagavan. Such Bhagavan, Ishvara, Swayambhuhu, Kani Vyatrunate. He distorts the sense organs. How? By making them go towards the sense objects externally. Swayambhuhu, Paranchikani Vyatrunate. This is the meaning of this sentence. Is it clear? Paranchikani Vyatrunate. Otherwise, simply Paranchi means what? Extrovert. Bhagavan destroyed sense organs, extrovert. What does it mean? Bhagavan destroyed the sense organs by making them, by placing them in such a way that they always go towards the sense objects externally. Swayambhuhu paranchikani vyatrunat. Okay, therefore, next sentence. Tasmat. Therefore, that is the reason. Tasmat means due to that reason. Tasmat karanat. Because of that, due to that reason, parang pashyati. So, that is the reason every human being is implied. Okay? That is the reason. Tasmat, that is the reason why every human being pashyati, parang pashyati. Every human being parang pashyati sees only parang means what? Parang means outside, externally. That is the reason why every human being perceives objects obtaining in the external world. Parang means externally, outside. Who sees? Every human being is implied here. Tasmat, because due to that reason, tasmat karanat, pratimanushyaha, every human being, parang pashyati, perceives outside the external world of objects. Na antaratman. Na antaratman. See, antaratmanam na pashyati. So, sarve janaha bahi pashyanti, antaha atmanam na pashyanti. All human being, every human being sees only the, perceives only the objects external to the mind. No, okay. None sees the Atma, the absolute reality obtaining as the innermost self. Antaratman na, na antaratman means what? Antaratman should be taken as antaratmanam. None does pay attention to the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence, as one's own self, as the truth of I. Tasmat parang pashyati antaratmanam na pashyati na antaratman. Is it clear? Now, we're all helped. But Upanishad supports us. Please don't find fault with human beings. Don't find fault with human beings. Okay, human beings are poor people. What can they do? Bhagavan has placed his sense organs in such a way that they're extroverted. They only can take attention towards the objects external to the mind. That is the reason human beings are always extroverted, that they are involved only in perceiving objects outside. Outside means what? Objects external to the mind. They never make any effort to see the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost self, innermost essence, even the truth of the mind. Antaratmanam, antaratna, antaratman. So it's not, human beings are not responsible. Bhagavan is the fault is on the part of Bhagavan. Okay. Bhagavan has set our sense organs like that. So we are not able to see Bhagavan. We are only seeing outside. Interested in what we can touch, what we can eat, what we can smell, what we can taste, what we can, isn't it? Hear what we can hear, what we can see, what we can smell, what we can taste, what we can. All the time, our attention is engrossed in enjoying the objects perceived through some sense organ or the other. Where is the mind? In food, eating, or drinking. Where is the mind? In listening to classical music or some Dappanguthu dance, okay, some music. Or where is the mind? Oh, mind is in enjoying something, some nice fragrance and smells. Where is the mind? Mostly, isn't it? Or watching something. Watching something, seeing something, hearing something, smelling something, tasting something. All the time, attention of the mind is grabbed by the sense objects, perceptible through sense organs. And whose fault is it? Bhagavan's fault. Okay? Swayambhu's fault. It is the Swayambhu who arranged our sense organs in such a way that the sense organs are destroyed, that they're always seeing things outside. That is the reason human beings are always extroverted, that they perceive, their attention is always placed on objects external, objects perceived through the sense organs, external to the mind. Okay. Whereas, kaschidhiraha, of so many human beings, one person, kaschidhiraha, kaschid dhiraha. Kaschid, not all the human beings. Only one in millions, one in thousands, one in lakhs. Very rare person. There is a rare human being who kaschid dhiraha. Dhiraha. A person with discriminative knowledge or discriminative understanding, an intelligent person, kaschidhiraha, one rare person, one in thousands, rare person, dhiraha, a wise person, a discriminative person, Amrutattvam Ichchan. Amrutattvam Ichchan. Aspiring for the attainment of immortality. Craving for moksha. Okay. Amrutattvam Ichchan. Desiring, craving for moksha. Desiring to accomplish moksha. craving for the attainment of immortality, amrutattvam ichchan, avrutta chakshuhu. Avrutta chakshuhu means avruttam chakshuhu yena. So avrutta chakshuhu, as the closed-eyed person, as the one whose sense organs have been closed, as the one whose eyes have been closed, as the closed-eyed person, as the one who has withdrawn his attention from sense objects, avrutta chakshuhu, avrutta means closed. As the one with the closed eyes, avrutta chakshuhu. And who can be the avrutta chakshuhu? The person who is craving for moksha, who is aspiring desperately for immortality. Such a person, immortality is not in any of the external objects. He knows. Okay, freedom, happiness, moksha, immortality, fear of death, okay, freedom from fear. It is not in any of the external things, nothing in the world. Not, the entire world can be reduced to 5 types of objects. Objects perceptible through only 5 sense organs. Eyes, ears, nose, no, skin, and only 5 tongue, only 5 sense objects. So nothing of these 5-fold objects, nothing in the world which are perceptible through 5 sense organs can bless me with the everlasting freedom, can free me from bondage of death. Nothing in the world can bless me with everlasting happiness. Nothing in the world can free me from bondage of death. Nothing can liberate me from this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Nothing can bless me with everlasting peace and happiness. Such a person who knows the limitations of everything in the world, he alone can withdraw his attention from the external world of objects. The person who has Vivekaha, who has Viveka, it is Atma Jnanam, it is Atma, the absolute reality alone is of the nature of fullness, of happiness. Everything else in the world is time-bound in nature. Everything else in the world, therefore, nothing in the world can give me everlasting happiness and freedom. The person as Viveka has Vairagyam also. Therefore, the person who is able to withdraw his attention because of his Viveka, because of his Vairagyam, this person is capable of withdrawing attention from sense objects. Such a person alone is said to be here Dhiraha. Dhiraha is the one who has Viveka, one who has Vairagyam, thereby one who knows the limitations of everything in the world and nothing can give me what I'm seeking in life. Such a person who is capable of taking his attention away from the world of objects is Dhiraha. And such a person, having withdrawn his sense organs from sense of, withdrawing attention from sense objects, withdrawing sense organs, sense objects, withdrawing attention from sense objects, such a person, avrutta chakshu, as the closed-eyed person, by taking attention away from sense objects, where does he place his attention? He places his attention upon the very reality, obtaining as innermost essence, as one's own self. Such a person alone, Atmanam Pratyagatmanam Aikshate. He saw. Aikshate means Ikshate. Ikshati. Ikshati in past tense is Aikshate. Ikshate, Aikshata, it must be, but it's a Vedic usage is Aikshata. Aikshata or Aikshata means Apashyata, okay? Aikshata. That person alone saw, discovered the reality obtaining as one's own self. Pratyagatma means innermost self. He discovered, Aikshata means he discovered the all-pervasive, only reality of the entire cosmos as one's own self, as the innermost self, as the very truth of I. Pratyagatmanam Aikshata. Very first mantra, beautifully presents. Who sees Pratyagatma? Dhiraha. Dhiraha apashyate. Dhiraha aikshata. Ikshate sees. Aikshata. Aikshata is actual verb. Okay? Aikshata is Vedic usage. Why is this discriminative person with discriminative understanding saw, discovered the truth of the whole as the innermost self, as one's own self, as the truth of very I, the content of I in one's own mind. Pratyagatmanam, he discovered. For him to be able to discover, what did he do? Okay. Avritta chakshu. He became the avritta chakshu. Avritta chakshu means his eyes were, he had his eyes closed. What does it mean? As the closed-eyed person means, as the one who has withdrawn all his attention. As closed, or thereby whose eye, sense organs are as good as closed. The person whose attention has been taken away from sense objects is the one whose sense organs are as good as closed. No more attention available for sense objects. No more attention available for sense organs also. Therefore, they're as good as closed. No more mind is not dwelling upon sense objects anymore. Why? Because this person's attention has been taken away. Now, where is his attention now? Attention is placed only on the reality. Reality obtaining in one's own mind as one's own self. And such a person with a focused attention, he sees, he discovers the reality as one's own self. Pratyagatmanam Aikshata. See, clear? The small mantra, but things are made very, very clear. See what it says, what is implied in this mantra is, unless and until you withdraw your attention from the external world of objects, you cannot really focus only on Atma. And to be able to withdraw attention from the world of objects, you must have vairagyam. You must have dispassion towards them. And to have vairagyam, you must know that nothing in the world can really give me what I'm seeking in the world. What I'm seeking. What I'm really desperately wanting cannot be given by nothing, by anything in the world. One has to know this fact. Viveka, this is Viveka. What I want is moksha. What I want is happiness. What I want is everlasting peace, and nothing in the world can give me what I want. So one must be very clear about what one wants ultimately, and one must know that what can give that what I want and what cannot give what I want. Viveka is there, and it will be very easy for a person to have vairagya. Oh, nothing in the world can give me what I desperately seek. If this becomes very clear, It is very easy for a person to grow out of desire for everything in the world. An actual person is said to be a person of dispassion. For dispassionate person, it's easy to withdraw his attention from the external world of objects. Thereby, he becomes the one whose sense organs are closed, as it were. And for attention, his whole attention, being not grabbed by sense objects, is totally available for placing on the Atma. After he is placed on the Atma, it is easy for him to see, to have the vision of the Atma. Okay, then, okay, this is the secret. This is what is revealed in this mantra. So that is why in Mahabharatam, I might have told you many times before also, in Mahabharatam it is said, Draupadi stands for the mind. Bhagavan Krishna is once the truth of every mind. And as poor Draupadi is married to 5 husbands. For the 5 husbands, not understand the philosophical thing, people mistake, okay, oh, one woman marrying 5 women, men. No. Mahabharatam presents some subtlest philosophy. One mind is associated with the 5 different sense organs. Okay. And each sense organ is dragging the mind towards its own object. That's why 5 husbands are 5 sense organs. One wife is mind. So the mind is married to 5 husbands in the form of 5 sense organs. Married means what? Connected. Associated with. And each husband is dragging that woman, mind woman, towards his sense objects. And to give that mind time-bound pleasure. And as long as the mind has no viveka vairagyam, the mind is engrossed in enjoyment of sense pleasures, sense objects, and mind goes through constantly these paths of opposites, sometimes pain, sometimes pleasure, sometimes success, sometimes failure. But when the mind understands these idiotic sense organs, they drag me towards sense objects, sense pleasures. They are time-bound in nature. What I want, none of these 5 husbands. That's why all 5 husbands became helpless when Dushasana was grabbing his, They could not help. When she was in trouble, they could not help. 5 husbands were not help. So when the mind is in, mind goes through some problems, no sense organ, no sense object can really help the mind. Mind is in trouble. Trouble of going to pain. No sense organ can change the mental condition. No sense organ can change the mental condition. Helpless. You feel the limitations of everything. So also all these husbands were standing. 5 husbands, all Bhima, Duryodhana, all big Bhima, Arjuna. Who is ordinary person? Very powerful, highly strong husbands standing there helpless. So when mind goes through problems of sorrow and depression, then nothing in the world can help. Then what did she do? She left all the 5 fellows useless and lifted her hands up and Badhanjalihi, hey Krishna. He sought Bhagavan's help. Then Bhagavan came there to rescue her from the problem. This is called taking one's attention away from sense objects, thereby and placing the attention on Atma, Bhagavan. This is possible only for the limitations. And then you need Viveka. You must know the limitations. Yes, what I want is this. And this freedom, this peace, this happiness, I cannot get from anywhere else. Viveka is important for one to have Vairagyam. If Vairagyam is there, easy shifting is easy. Otherwise, turning the attention away from sense objects is not at all easy. Okay, either in what you see, you take attention away from what you see, but your attention gets stuck in what you hear. And from away from what you hear, attention gets stuck from what you taste. And from away from what you taste, and you get stuck with attention, get stuck with something what you touch. What you touch holds attention. What you see holds attention. What you hear holds attention. What you smell holds, my God. One object or the other drags your attention. Attention is distracted, disturbed by these objects. Okay? Now, attention is taken away from sense objects. All the sense organs become as good as closed. So, a person who has Vairagyam and Viveka is Dhiraha. He becomes the one who avritta chakshuhu. Such a person, for him, attention does not go anywhere else, means attention can be placed in Atma, which one understands through the study of the Shastra. Then, how can you miss the Atma? Avritta chakshuhu pashyati antaratmanam pratyagatmanam aikshata. Is it clear? Okay. We'll see the explanation tomorrow. Okay. This is a very, very often quoted mantra. This is paranchikhani vyatunat svayambhuhu tasmat parang pashyatinantaratman kaschid dhira pratyagatmanam ekshate avrutta chakshur avrutta chakshur amrutatvam icchan. And this person amrutatvam icchati, he is so desperate for advent of amrutatvam. Then what she should do? He tears away from everything. As a close-eyed person, he discovers Atma. You want to discover Atma? Take attention away from sense objects. You want to take attention away from sense objects? Do you want to take attention away from sense objects? Then better know the limitations. Remember the limitations. Better have Viveka. Was it okay? We'll see tomorrow's class. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.